You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
First Date Follow-Up, brought to you by Mac and Jack's Brewing Company.
Fiona is on the phone today for a First Date Follow-Up, and she met a dude named Nathan, and now Nathan is not calling her back, and she has no idea why.
Uh-oh.
And before, Fiona, before we find out about your date, how long has it been since you went out with Nathan?
It's been 3 weeks, but we didn't exactly go out.
What?
Okay. You didn't go out.
You guys didn't go out, you're being ghosted.
We did go out. Like, I'm pretty sure it was a date.
Well, you sound on the fence. I don't know.
Pretty sure it was a date doesn't mean it was a date.
Well, no. Yeah, we met at a concert, so then we hung out a ton after. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So when's the last time you reached out to him after meeting him, I guess?
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago, and I reached out the same night that we met, so it's been 3 weeks.
Dang.
Oh, it's been a while.
Oh, and he hasn't responded at all?
No.
So what if he has a girlfriend then?
Yeah, maybe.
So here's what happened. Basically, I wanted to go to this EDM show, but I couldn't find any friends to go with me. So I bought a ticket, made some spaghetti, put it in a bag, and went to the show.
Okay.
What, you did what? I'm sorry.
Okay.
You made some spaghetti and put it in a bag and ate it at the at an EDM concert?
Yeah, this is
getting... What am I missing?
This is getting weird.
The spaghetti in the bag with me because I thought it would be funny. Anyway, okay. I'm a sucker for puns. Yeah, anyway. Also, I figured it would be a cute conversation starter, so...
I would have questions if I saw a woman standing next to me at a concert by herself eating spaghetti out of a Ziploc bag. Yeah. I would have a lot of questions.
I'd get worried.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Nathan had questions, too.
Oh, yeah. He totally did. No, I was standing there eating my spaghetti.
Wait, but you said it was
watching
for
the show.
You said it was for a pun. What was the pun?
So, okay, the artist's name is Fag Hetty.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a bag of spaghetti in.
So is this something that, like, his fans do? They bring spaghetti?
No. I was just silly. It's something I did.
Right. Doing your own thing. That's
so
cool.
Now I know why.
Taking it to the extreme.
She's being ghosted.
Why not? Plus,
why isn't that a thing with spaghetti? I don't even know who Spaghetti is. I've never heard of Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Why isn't that a thing at his shows? Why don't people make spaghetti, put it in a Ziploc bag, and then eat it at his concert?
They should.
Could you imagine seeing thousands of people with Ziploc bags
yes.
of spaghetti?
Yeah, that'd
yes.
be awesome.
And that's kind of like what I did. I just took out my fork, and when I saw him there, you know, he asked for a bite. Like, he came up to me and asked
what?
For a bite.
What?
So Nathan did?
So I took out a second fork. I gave it to him, and we talked.
You had a second fork?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's prepared.
You said it was a conversation starter, so you came prepared with the second fork. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we danced together. It was awesome, you guys. There was just, like, such a spark.
He must have liked you to share spaghetti from a Ziploc bag with a stranger at an EDM show.
Sounds like a player to me.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. He even introduced me to his friends. And because, again, I was there, you know, rolling solo. And, yeah, his friends were great. And it was honestly one of the best nights ever. And they kept calling me Spaghetti Girl.
Well, so how did it end? Like, what? How did you guys' night end?
Yeah, well, we didn't exchange numbers, but I did DM him on Insta twice, and that's like how I haven't heard back from that. So I really wanted to see him again.
Oh, well, yeah. Then how would we get his number then?
Well, I don't have his number, but I paid for one of those like phone lookup websites.
Oh, okay.
And I have two numbers, so I figured one of them has to be his.
Okay.
It's a 50-50.
So we'll take a shot then.
And he's going to be so creeped out if we get a hold of him.
Yeah. We're looking for you, sir. You met Spaghetti Girl.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we'll play a song, come back, and then try those phone numbers and see if one of them is Nathan, the guy that you met at the concert that you shared spaghetti out of a bag with.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. This could go terribly wrong, but who cares? Let's do it. We'll get your first date follow-up right after this. It's a Jubal Show. All right, I'm just going to dial some random phone numbers, I guess. This might be incredibly awkward. It's your first date follow-up. If you're just joining us, Fiona is on the phone, and she met a dude named Nathan at an EDM show. Mm-hmm. Fiona didn't have any friends to go with her, so she went by herself. That's a cool move, very confident move. Mm-hmm. She also took a bag of spaghetti with her to eat at the show and ended up meeting a guy named Nathan who ended up sharing the spaghetti with her. And we didn't ask you in the first part, Fiona, did you guys kiss at all, any kind of make out or anything?
Yeah, we did kiss.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, once at the concert, and then like once outside of the concert.
Ooh,
after.
Ooh,
all right,
ocean
pasta breath and all. It's hot. All right. So Nathan hasn't called her back. It's been 3 weeks. They didn't exchange phone numbers though. She DM'd him on Instagram, and he hasn't responded. So Fiona paid for a website to look up phone numbers and has two phone numbers for us to call, mm-hmm. hoping that one of them is Nathan. So we're gonna see. I'll dial the first phone number, okay, Fiona?
Okay.
And then we'll see if it's Nathan here.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nathan?
Yes, it's him.
We did it.
Hi.
Yes. Hey, what's up, Nathan? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And my name is Alex from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And my name is English Evan from a radio show called The Jubal Show. Sorry, I forgot my name.
Yeah, Nathan, how are you?
Great, thanks. How can I help you?
So I don't know if you listen to our show or not. Doesn't matter. We don't have time to get into all that right now, but you should one day, okay? Mm-hmm. It's called The Jubal Show. It's a radio show. And we do a segment where if you've been ghosted, it's called the first date follow-up. If somebody ghosts you, you can email us to get that person on the phone and ask why they ghosted you. And we got an email about you, and we just want you to help us by telling us why you're ghosting Spaghetti Girl.
Are you guys talking about Fiona?
Yes.
We sure are.
Do you know another Spaghetti Girl? We're talking about Fiona. Why are you ghosting her?
I'm not ghosting her.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not ghosting her, then why haven't you...
Well, she said that you guys didn't exchange phone numbers, but you did on social media, and she tried to hit you up.
Yeah, we'd never exchanged numbers. Actually, like, how did you guys even get my number? Because we never exchanged any numbers.
Well, you know, it's really easy to find information on the World Wide Web.
We actually hired Navy SEAL Team 6 to track you down.
And we got you.
Well, so for real, though, like, I've been actually kind of disappointed just because I didn't get her number.
Did you not get her message on Instagram or whatever, however she did?
I mean, I didn't see it. I don't think she did. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I did, Nathan. I messaged you.
Fiona?
Yes, that's Fiona. Should have let you know she's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Nate.
Hi. It's a little weird.
Yeah, no, it's definitely weird. I did DM you, though.
You did? Well, what on? Like, I don't see anything.
Oh, on Instagram. Here, check your Instagram. I definitely messaged you.
Huh. Like, I just don't see it. And I have, like, only 3 total DMs. Yeah, I don't see anything.
Message him again right now. See if it goes through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I do see. I've never even seen this. There's like a request folder.
Yeah, it's like blatantly obvious in the upper right-hand corner.
It says request in big letters.
Yeah, I am not savvy at all.
Because we don't follow each other, so it could have gone in that other folder, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Wait, so you guys didn't follow each other either? Like, that's weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
You guys didn't, like, follow each other or get each other's numbers, but you guys both liked each other?
That's why we're both here.
Y'all, communication is key.
Yeah.
You shared spaghetti. What is going on?
Yeah.
Can you see my message?
I'm just now seeing this. I'm so, like, I had no idea this was even a folder in Instagram.
Oh, dear.
The messages.
Yep. Yep, there it is. That's the message. Ah, this is so strange. Okay, but... I mean, so you didn't mean to not message me back is what I'm gathering from this.
No, not at all. No, it was just, I did not even know that folder existed on Instagram. I hardly ever use it.
Dude, there's probably a lot of other things. Probably like long lost family members trying to get a hold of you. Maybe a Saudi prince has some money for you in that folder. You should check it more often.
How many were in there?
Pretty much just Fiona's message. All right.
Well, now you know it's there.
Just Fiona's.
Now you know that she was trying to get a hold of you since that concert. And would you like to go on another date? Well, a date.
Yeah.
Like an official date with Fiona. You guys could go get some spaghetti that's on a plate this time.
Not in a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll pay for it.
I would love to.
Oh. Okay.
Well, there we go.
Oh, really?
Yay.
Oh, that makes me so happy. This is the best case scenario of calling a radio.
Yeah.
I don't know if this one counts officially because Fiona didn't really get ghosted.
Well, yeah, they both got ghosted. We got them a second date. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we guys kind of ghosted each other by not getting each other's info when you needed to. So congratulations, Fiona. You got another date.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Thank you, guys.
And Nathan,
for helping me. Make it happen.
No problem. And Nathan, you get to see Spaghetti Girl again.
Yes. I'm excited.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.